University project, founding of the Saxon Club by Fridtjof Reinhardt at Youngstown on February 7, 1974 at 11 a.m. Mr. Tide, you came here from Transylvania. Please tell us something about that.
Well, Reverend, why I come to this country? Because in Europe, when we lived up in Transylvania, we worked for $3.50 a week. And some of our people in there was over here, and they was making here nice money, and that would lure the people to come to this country. We only got $3.50 a week wages, so I got the money from my father in 1907, and I come to this country. I landed in Youngstown, May 7, 1907. And a month later, I got a job working at the furniture company where my brother-in-law also worked. That's who I made my living, that's who I stayed with. So I got a job there, and I worked there from June to about middle of September. Then a repression set in. I got laid off. I didn't work anymore that whole year. Then in the spring of the year, I got a job and I went to check files at the room. I worked in the senior. But I was very good, but I got a deal of more than 2 weeks then. And I had a couple of very drunk, and we always made out of stress. I worked for 3 weeks. And I got $1.50 paid for 36. So, one day I went around and did not work there for about 2 months. I was on higher value job of $70 and 2 weeks over in Saturday for 2 weeks. So, then I stayed there for the next thing I went along. Well, they come back to the store, and I left my job. But in 2007, at the mouth of the non-federal state, who advertised the presidency, and the staff got elected that year. And after that year, after we got in that pink part of the vote, I was making $6 a week, and we had to work from 5 o'clock in the morning, sometimes at 7, 8, 9 at night, we had $1, and we were glad to have a job. In 2007 that year, I was out of a job. We had nothing to eat, so a brother of mine had a food shop in Saddle Street. And he took me sometimes $1 or $2, sometimes $0.35. And then dinner time comes, he went to the food on the Elephant Bridge. And I got $6 a week again, but I don't know what I'm going to do with me for $9. That's the thing that I'm going to do with me. And then there was a 1909, 8 and 9, and then in the morning, I got $10 a week in the group for the work of the construction. So that's what it's been done. Now, when I say my brother-in-law, then the tax fee, we have to pay a tax. It was on 10 and 3 hills. He was in the church more than the church than anything else. church began.
When did the Saxons found their own church?
The Saxons formed their own church in 1907. The first church they held was in the Saxon church. And the Roman churches were the church of the preacher at that time for the 7 years. And still, priests came over. And when priests came over, they were at the church. So priests was one of the other commanders. The other commander preached him, and he made very well on
it. Did he also come from Pennsylvania?
But Fritz was an officer in the army that is doing the First World War. But he came back after the war, he came over. And then he organized here, and the church, the church was organized. Church was organized, the church was never Christian. When Fritz came, the church was already in pretty good church. They had the church already on Walnut Street. And they have a German school. Most of the Saxon people took their children to the system, and Fritz gave them German lessons for good many years. They all kind of got comfort from first at that time in the spirit of German language. In order, they thought in order to keep the Germans going, they gave them the Catholicism was all in German. And Fritz was very good at that. He had several helpers. There were several of the girls and several of the ladies and men helped him out. That if he did that, that quite a few children already by that time. So the church done very well.
Did the people speak German at home?
Oh, yes. The speaker was all, most of the people speak German at home, and all the churches were in German. And all the children that can hear classes were all in German.
There was no English at all.
There was no English at that time. Not that time. But
how about marriage? Did the Saxon people mostly marry Saxon people?
Coming back to the text. We had in 1940, when I was chairman, president of the club, we made a approach to buy a ground to build the church outside of the city someplace, because it was too crowded in the city, and people couldn't bring it, but they didn't like the place anymore. So we bought this place where the Saxon Club is standing now.
Yeah, that's 54.
This is the former club was on Thomas Lee Hill in Clinton. So it was 97, and it was there until 1960. In 1960, we sold the Saxon Club.
The old one.
The government bought the ground, we had to get out. That was in the 60s. Then in 61, they sold the place, and they got $40,000 from the government for the old club. Then for 1 year, we had a meeting at the German Court. The Minister, we had the meeting then. And we met there once a month, every second Sunday, in the Minister. They didn't tell us anything, but we did them business. The Minister wanted to have the question for us.
In the German minutes, it was called the Kanten Unterstützungsverein.
Yes.
A benefit society.
It's a German benefit club. The Kanten Unterstützungsverein is a benefit club. And they all drank, why they all come and drank to the club? Because we had an insurance. And we had an insurance for life, and we had an insurance for sick. Every member would pay 50 cents a month. They were 50 cents a month. He got $7 a week, 6 cents a week, in case he was sick. So at that time it was 26 weeks. At that time it was the mass, not just now. They got $7 a week, they were 50 cents, and then they all granted to the CFA, that is, for half a month, this way, we all have the insurance. We have to send delegates. Every year we have a convention in some cities to grant the contractor them, and we have a convention, and for every 15 minutes that we have each club, we will send a delegate to the convention. At that time we had four, five, in 30 and 40, we had about 300 members. But now the club has increased before the World Cup in 62. We built a new club, which we have now, which is in a very nice place, and we are in Bernardo. The seven club was built in 62.
I noticed that at the seven club there are many members who are not Saxon and who do not speak German. So things have changed, haven't they?
That's what I personally don't like. I mentioned that the younger fellows don't think they agree with me. I thought to organize a Saxon club to keep Saxon only Saxon together. But today, we got 500 members. Out of the 500 members, I think half of them was not Saxon. But some of the girls know, Saxon girls know, fellows that are not Saxon, and I agree with them. Some of the boys met other boys, not Saxon, I agree with that. But the reason is now, I do not agree with every younger fellow, because Some of them have to be a Texan. His grandfather can be a German. Or his grandmother can be a German. Two, three generations back, and they're still taking up. And I must wait 10 days when we have that money, the large family that the Texan club is going to leave out. Because they took too many of them.
Now, in former days, say when you came over in 1970, 1908, were there any strangers there, or in fact?
Till 1950, there was nothing the Texans belonged to the Texans. They could not belong to the rest of all the Texans.
So there was no mixing in there?
No mixing in there. Here we, in the 1940s, in the 40s, we elected the Well, in the 40s, we elected a young amendment. That is, William Hartman was elected, and Martin Kidd was elected. When Kidd was elected, we signed a mix. Because then, even the minute, was all in Germany at that time. But after some of the young women came about to be elected president, they couldn't speak German. So we made changes in the club. But we elected Carlos that can speak and write the American language, and we all kept the minutes after that in the Indian family. And ever since that, I don't think the club made very much progress. Hartman was on the program 1 year. Hitchin was only one president 1 year. George Arch was only president 1 year. Then after that, we elected Mike Bickett, an older Mr. Mayor. He was president for about 6-7 years. That was in the 50s. Then at the end of the middle of the 50s, we elected Mike Bickett as president, Mike Lace Bickett. So he's one of the members of the church of the church. Then, that was when we asked the before the church. Then they organized and got together and made the preparation after they got the money from the government to build this new church. This church was started to build in 61. And in 62 it was finished. And since 62, Margaret Bucket was president for 5 years, I was there. Then after the 2-3 years ago, he elected George Ryder. And George Ryder was the first president of the Section Club. We're doing very well. The Section Club, when we built the building, we had the $40,000 that we got from the club, and then all the Texans, all donated some $50, some $100, some $200, and made up a pity to build the new present church. But there wasn't enough money come together. So they lent $125,000 from the home church alone, which was a 6% interest. They took a very short time. But I was saying the loan was paid off, and they're doing very well.
Mr. Price, you mentioned that most of your people were farmers in the old country. Are there any farmers here now?
Well, there's three farms that I know of that were had hot times here, but there's never a protection. Because the one that worked on the farm, they couldn't make it there because the ones that worked in the mill made more money. So they all took the farm and all went back in the mill. There's very few that had this There's only one fellow that I know was a real good farmer, that was Andy Billiken. He was a real good farmer. And he had my stock, and he used to go down all pictures of these things. And he done very well, but very few. But
most of them were industrial workers.
Industrial workers. But in your country, most of the fellows come from the farm, from the village. I come from the town of the Calamanoco, and our town was more business, all business places. No farmers in our town. But the villages around our town, where most of the people come from the country, that is in after 10, until 13. Then 13, the war started, the First World War started, and none of them could come in anymore. Then that was 1918, November 11th, that's when they stopped the First World War. And not only in the 20s, where the fellows were starting to come back in again. That is, most of them come from the villages, and the most of them are farmers.
How about the education?
Well, the education in our town, we had 8 classes. We have to go 6 years in the school. Then the government compelled us to go 6. The one was a little better off from going to 7 into 8 grade. And then after the 8 grade, you have to go to school for the government to do nothing. Then you learn some on them to get higher education. But for the school, in the villages, they only have 4 or 5 classes. But all classes in the whole country, they all have to go to school, because when the government at that time, on the time that President Joseph gave everybody opportunity, that you have to read and write. The family was very few of them. A girl that came out and read, you have to go to the right and read.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls. We had 8 classes. The boys and girls, we had all the one that was born in 1 year. We all went to 1 class. The boys and girls together.
What's the language of
India? In Transylvania, we had nothing but the German language. We had to learn the German language, that was our main thing. When we were under the Hungarian rule, we had to learn Hungarian. For 1 hour in a week, we had to learn Hungarian in order to sound in Hungarian and speak. So we could speak the Hungarian language. So we speak the Hungarian language. The Hungarian language.
I noticed that for many Saxons here sent their children to university, so it appears they made up quite well.
Hmm? Well, now here in this country, we all have to go at this time to school. Now the children all have to go till they go through high school, all of them. After they go to the high school, my girl went to high school, and she got a pretty good job at the courthouse. And that's the way it started. But now, the way it is today, the one that wants more education can get it, because they can go to college. So like here, we got the government has the big school here in town, so the children don't have to go to Cleveland or Pittsburgh or here. They can all stay here in town and get their education right here in town.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the Saxon Club also further education culture, they have language classes at one time, didn't they? Singing?
We have what we call the Saxon Men's Choir and the Ladies Choir.
to go singing, "Oh Forest, Oh Forest Chicago, Forest St. Louis." That is in convention like. You see, pricing. But that was the men of course for himself and the ladies choir for himself. He had hired 60 men in a men of choir. And he had very good singers. I myself was singing tenor. And then Bill Bremner was singing second tenor. And Mike Manning was singing bass. And some fellow was singing first bass, some second bass. And so with the ladies. So he went to St. Louis and he got the first prize in St. Louis under Director Mitchell, which was a real good director. He was good many years and he enjoyed being with us. He didn't teach just the young son. He went to Salem, he went to Newcastle. He had all the Saxon choirs around here teaching. That is to go to the singer fest.
And this competition was a competition of German singing choirs?
That's what it was. I call it prize. It's competition.
Uh-huh.
I call it prize singer. We all got, you know, first prize, second prize, and third prize. Then the one that got the first prize always got the American flag to bring home. Then the one that had the American flag, the next year had the convention, the singer convention here. And that's the way we kept on going from city to city until, it was quite a good, already in the 50s when I don't want to mention the name, but this one fellow there made quite a bit of trouble. He wanted to be the leader of the section in German. And he wanted it all of it, always his to go away. When it didn't go his way, he cried. And lots of the fellas didn't like that, and lots of them stayed away, so the second choir almost disappeared.
Well, but that doesn't happen often. Saxons mostly stick well together. Don't they work together very well? It started out, I believe, as a benefit society, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, the Benefit Society, and it was from the Saxon, then we had the German Beneficial Union.
Oh, yeah.
The German Beneficial Union, you can pay in so much a month, and after 10 years, you'd get $1,000 that is back. And I was president of the German Beneficial Union for a good many years. I also was president of the men of corps, Saxon men of corps, in Youngstown here for a good many years. I always tried to be with the field to keep them together and help as much as I can, that in order to keep the Saxons together.
When the Saxons get together at the Saxon Club, what are some of the main events during the year?
The main events of the year?
Yes.
Well, the main events of the year were when the children grew up, we had the basketball season. Now, when my boy and my girl, they belonged to the Junior Saxon Club. My boy was president, and my girl was secretary at the president at the Junior Club. My boy, I furnished him a car every year, because we went from here to Homestead. We went to Sharon, we went to Newcastle, we went to Chicago, we went to Alliance, and he always took the singers along, always took eight of them in the car and hauled them to the singer fest.
What did the Saxons do for entertainment?
Entertainment? Well, that was a Saxon entertainment, because then they made the concert. They made concert and then there was singing at the concert. And just the same as they have it here now. They still have the choir now. At one time it was almost down to nothing, but I see right now there's quite a few there again. Mm. It's getting better.
You mentioned before that during the First World War, all immigration from the old country stopped.
Yes.
And now, after the war, people started coming in.
Well, that is, the war started, the war stopped in 18, and in the 20s, in the 21, 22, up to about 28, 29, there's quite a few of them come in at that time. And in 22 we had a little depression, but anyhow, there's people coming in that was under Coolidge.
Mm-hmm.
Under Coolidge we had a small depression in 22, but it didn't last very long. But we had very good time until the 30s come. In 29 in the fall is when the break come.
Yeah.
At that time, a lot of the Saxon people, other people lost a lot of money in that depression.
Yeah,
because everything went down the nut.
But in the 20s, they still came, no? In the 20s, the people still came from
started
all
coming
the
back
country.
Again.
And they joined the Saxon Club.
They all went. That was our main thing, because that's the only enjoyment we had here, going to the Saxon Club.
Now,
They even organized the Saxon Bank. You know about that?
A bank?
Yeah, there was a fellow named McGirsch. A fellow named Fala, he was a Polish. Gears was a Saxon. He at one time was a teller at the Dollar Bank. Now, during the war, a lot of the fellows sent money over to their people, and they sent it through to the German. The Dollar Bank had a German consul there. That was Gears. They sent it through him. A lot of the money Gears never sent over. After the war was over, they all wanted to find out where their money went to. But no money was never sent. And then Gears was fired from the bank. Then after that, Gears started the bank himself. Him and Fela. And a lot of fellas. Now, John Leaf was a big man at that church. And George Schuller had a lot of money in there. He lost lots of money. They wanted me to invest some money. I said to him, though, I cannot invest any money in the bank. I got a business here. If I got any money, I have to invest in business where I know here I can make some money. So one day, Gish disappeared from the Saxon Bank, took all the money what he had, and nobody knows whatever he went to.
That was in the 20s?
Well, that was in the 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to the Saxon Club, when these fellows came over, say, after the First World War.
After 18,
pretty soon there was a prohibition in this country, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was prohibition come right after the war.
Now
during the prohibition, you couldn't buy no beer, couldn't buy nothing. And then they had so many prohibition officers to go around. If you had anything, lots of them made moonshine at that time. Lots of them made homemade whiskey and selling that. And then they had the prohibition officer to go and catch them and find them. Now, we, down the Saxon Club, we was pretty well known in town by the city. And I was for 30 years a member of the executive branch of the Republican Party. And I had quite an influence in this town myself. So we wasn't bothered. So we had a fellow named John Velman. He was making home brew in the club and selling the home brew for 25 cents a bottle, but only to members. But when you had a friend, you could take him in, because that's the only beer you could get. You could get nothing else. So, and one day, he had a pretty good stock on hand. The prohibition come from Cleveland, come here from Cleveland, and raided the club. They took all the beer away from the club, or took it all to the police station. And they took Belmont and took him to Cleveland, to the High Court. That's where High Court was in Cleveland. They took him there, and me, Ron Schneider and Henry Nemechek had to go there and take him out on bond. And I had to put $25,000 bond up. That is to get Velman out. Velman come from the same city as I was. I knew Velman wouldn't disappear. I knew Velman would, the bond was only for him to go back on trial. That's only for the bond was sort in order to get the fellow to come back to trial. So 2 months later we had the trial in Cleveland. And we all, me, Schneider and Henry Nemecek went back to Cleveland, and as soon as I got there, I got my bond back, and we had the trial, and the Saxon Club was fined $800. We had to pay the fine. And when we come back, here in town, the police department from the city of Youngstown called us back to come and get back our bottles if we wanted them, because they didn't have no place to keep them at the police station.
Mr. Tice, you lived and saw quite a number of presidents of the United States. Now, what do you think of them? Which were the outstanding ones? Which ones were not so good?
Well, in my time, when I come to this country, we had four times. Then in 1908, they elected Taft. By electing Taft, thank you.
Coming, same as anybody else. And the question of the moment,
Thank you.